The report from the National Juvenile Justice Network finds an 18% decline in the incarceration rate for teens in Wisconsin based on numbers from 2011. That's almost three times the national average. About half of that decline can be explained by a national drop in youth crime. But a co-author of the report, Sarah Breyer, says it's clear that policies adopted in Wisconsin and other states that divert youth from jail sanctions have played a significant role.
So when we remove them from families, when we remove them from community supports, when we detach them from schools, and then we put them in a facility for some period of time and then pop them back into their communities, they are stranded. And they need double the supports to get back on the right track. It's not a good use of our valuable resources.
The Wisconsin Council for Children and Families has pushed for expanding non-jail sanctions in the state. Jim Moser from the council says the current trend is a good one, both for youth and public safety, but he says it's not clear that trend will continue into the next generation of potential young offenders.
We're concerned about sort of the increases in child poverty over the last decade and things that will start to impact kids that are now starting to turn 10, 11, 12, 13. You know, they get into that 15, 16-year-old range. We'll see if those numbers hold up.
Moser says the top priority for juvenile justice reform advocates in the state right now is passing legislation that will return nonviolent 17-year-olds from the adult courts back into the juvenile justice system. A pending bill to accomplish that, though, faces strong opposition from the state attorney general. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.